Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
All right. Our assignment from yesterday was, I'll allow myself to have what I want, but not. .. Record and listen. Sherry, it looks like I have lost my cue. So if people would put themselves back in the queue again, there we go. All right. If you got knocked off. Right, here we go. I think I have my cue back.
Perfect. Thank you.
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. This is Claire from London.
Oh, hello, Claire.
Hi. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. And you?
Yeah, I'm absolutely fine. I'm actually in North Norway rather than London.
You're in what?
In North Norway. I'm not where I usually am.
Well, lucky you.
Yeah, I know. It's beautiful, beautiful.
That's way up on my list of beautiful places I'd like to get to in this lifetime. So you're allowed to have what you want, but not...
Yes. So I started by saying I'll allow myself to have something I want in that... As I was checking the assignments, an email came in offering me a job, and I was torn, and I was able to sit down and say what decision would be the most compassionate one. And I noticed that I didn't actually consciously ask that question, but I did a list of pros and cons, and the answers that I got to were actually according to that question.
And Claire, I can only guess that what you're noticing about that is it's a lot of good practice.
Yes,
the question that drops in, right?
Yes, that's just what I was going to say. Yeah, that's exactly what I reached that point, and I've noticed that with several of the assignments that I'm just noticing little things that I'm able to have that I couldn't before, and it's all down to practice.
Yeah. That's worth the whole deal, isn't it? To be in a moment like that and just watch life take care of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Woo! And to notice and go, aha, so I will be more conscious of that next time that happens.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Because the voices in the head want us to believe that it's dangerous not to be with them, not to be looking to them to take care of us. And what you see in an experience like that is, oh, no, the safest place we can be is right here, tuned in to that still small voice, the guidance that from unconditional love.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. So that was really great. Yeah.
All that and Norway.
Yeah. Yes. What more could I want? I'm looking over a fjord, a mountain that's covered in snow. The sky is blue. It's sunny. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
What more could I want? Yeah.
Yeah, you've got everything you want right there. Well, you enjoy it. And thanks for being with us in the midst of that. So I got a little taste of
coffee. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Thank you, Claire.
Thanks, Sherry. Yeah. Bye.
All right. Go happy. Bye-bye.
And you. Bye.
Thanks, Claire. And that I love that practice success, right, Sherry, that the conditioned reaction gets worn away and we're aware of a different orientation towards every question. And it ends up not. And the question from life is never about do this or don't do this necessarily, but what is the attitude of mind with which you can do this, right? What's most compassionate for all was the question.
Yeah, from what to how.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter what you choose. It's how you are in the moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Karen from Wisconsin.
Hello, Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Hi. Well, what I'm seeing is I allow myself to have what I want, but not right away.
But what?
But not right away. There's a kind of a voice that says it's more virtuous to wait. So there are things that I'd like to have that I don't. Sometimes I know that there have been things, one thing I'm thinking in particular, I never gave it to myself. Even though...
You were, Karen, a little reframe there. You were never allowed to have it.
I was never allowed to have it. Even though I set up this whole thing, like if I got the second job and earned this money, then once I had the money, then I'd buy this thing I wanted. And I never had it.
You were never allowed.
Yeah.
That's really important, okay?
I was never allowed to have it.
Yeah, because what ego wants us to believe is that we are the agents in our life while it pulls all the strings.
Hmm.
So then everything that goes well is probably an accident and not to your credit at all, and everything that goes badly is your fault. So it wants to turn that language into you beat yourself up, you don't let yourself have, you keep yourself from, you disappoint yourself, but that's not what's going on.
Right, yeah, I see that. I see that it's like then I want to turn it into I won't give it to me, but it's really like ego.
You're not,
give it to
ego won't allow you to have it. You can, you know, in the, I think it's in There's Nothing Wrong With You, there's a thing about the bank, you know, and you put money in the bank. This is really your story, right? You put money in the bank, and then it's time to take the money out for something that you want, and what you're told is, oh, no, you can't take that money out. No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I even have this... it was more than a year ago, I wrote two things that I wanted to have in 2017. And I haven't bought either one of them.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a process to look into, isn't it?
Yeah, I was like, wow. I could go to my deathbed and be like, I always wanted that wind sculpture thing. I never bought it.
Go to your deathbed with the voice giving you a list of all the things that, in quotes, you didn't let yourself have and do. Wow, what a disappointment you are.
Yeah. Huh. That is such a bamboozle.
Such a big bamboozle, but you're onto it.
I'm onto it, but I have to say, like, there's, like, even thought of, like, ordering what this thing that I want, I have anxiety. I mean, like, what comes up is, like, it isn't like, I mean, like, there is some, I have to, I don't know. There's some resistance
Karen, may I offer something on that one?
Yeah.
If you let yourself have everything that you want, here's what's going to happen. This is for all of us. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to realize that having that stuff is not what you want. It's okay to have it, but it doesn't satisfy you. It doesn't fulfill you. Because stuff doesn't fulfill us. But if we can be kept from having what we want, then we will always believe that we're not happy because we don't have what we want. Did that all hang together?
Yeah, that's right.
So if people would just go out there and get everything they want and prove to themselves that having all that stuff isn't doing it. Now, we have a lot of information in our lives that there are people who can have everything they want and then 10 more of them. And they are clearly not happy because they do things like
commit suicide.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Wind up in rehab constantly, ruin their lives, ruin their careers. So having stuff is not fulfilling, but we have to prove that to ourselves. And the thing that people in practice have going for us is that we realize that's a process. And so when we realize we're dissatisfied with all this stuff, we don't need to feel bad for having been bamboozled into believing that having all that stuff was going to make us happy. We can just get on with, okay, then what does make me happy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So be in the human process. I guess that's what I'm here for.
That's right. To see through bamboozle after bamboozle after bamboozle until we cannot be bamboozled any longer. And it has nothing to do with stuff.
Okay. Great.
So you just watch resistance, watch the anxiety, go ahead and do whatever it is, watch what happens, hear the voices. Okay? It's all awareness practice. All right.
Okay. Thanks.
Off you go. Thanks, Karen.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Karen. Carrie, that was just such a profound observation that we're kept in keeping us in deprivation, then that's the way to keep us in desire. Because if we were able to actually have the experience of having what we wanted, then we would recognize that process of hankering for something that we don't have and not being allowed to have it is the process of dissatisfaction. And so it's not that we have to let go of stuff. We recognize we have to let go of the process.
Yes, exactly.
Then it takes the having the stuff out of the equation.
That's right. Yeah. So if I had $1 billion, then I would be happy. Well, actually, I wouldn't. But, I have to, if I really believe that, then I better get on with getting that $1 billion. Because otherwise, I'm going to be there on the deathbed being told that the reason I was unhappy all my life was because I never got that $1 billion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
It's that one process doesn't lead to another. I think, isn't that the bamboozle we're dealing with here?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, or deprivation is no road to satisfaction.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Pat in Asheville.
Well, hello, Pat. Good to hear your voice.
Good to talk to you again. And thank you so much for having this class, because I've seen so many little tiny areas. I mean, this class is about all the little nuts and bolts, you know, of life. And instead of just looking at one large area, as far as where we are on today's assignment, I think you just covered me for pretty well in the previous caller, because on to have what I want but not what I wrote was anything too expensive. And my process has been fairly similar to the previous caller, where I have to look at whether I need it or if it's something I just want that's totally optional. I was raised by parents who came through the Depression and taught to be extremely frugal. So I have a lot of suffering around money and how to spend it and then how to cope with it after I've spent it.
Yeah. And the suffering that's tied up in that kind of thing is just, it's outrageous and it's so unnecessary. Because, you can see in laying it out that it's a wonderful excuse for egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate. It's a wonderful reason to torture you.
It truly is, because so many things that we have nowadays are absolutely not necessary for life. And
right.
It's necessary for today's world, like all of my computers, computer and all of my electronic equipment and all that, just to get through from one day to the next. But even spending money on something like buying flowers, which I love to have flowers in the house, I have to go through, well, you know, here you are spending $8 for a bouquet of flowers. They're going to last probably for about a week. And yes, there are starving children in the world. And so I run into a lot of that. And, you know, it does suffering.
Yeah. And what you can see, the interesting part about that, so you are frugal, right? But
yes.
That doesn't make you happy. Right? So the implication with these kinds of things, right? The implication
right.
is if you were just careful with money, then
mm-hmm.
you would be happy and satisfied. Well, you are careful with money, but that's not what this is about. So it's never going to let you be happy and satisfied. So you might as well have the flowers and face down the voices.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I have had encouragement from other people telling me that, yes, you do need flowers in your home just to bring joy. And so,
well, and mostly you need them, Pat, to get on the other side of those voices so that those voices do not control your behavior. That's the real point of the flowers. And so
yes.
if they are serving that purpose, you want to bow deeply to them, not only have them, but bow deeply and thank them profusely every day. Because they are
right.
helping you go beyond a lifetime of suffering.
Yes.
Your little boy.
So basically, whenever there's something I want, just stop and listen to what the voices are saying about it, and then proceed from there. See what
yes.
is going. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Because again, it's when we let ourselves have and do that we get
mm-hmm.
to have the experience that is available to us, right? Which is, it has nothing to do with the content.
Right.
It has everything to do with being controlled by ego.
Yes.
So you can't go out and dance. Okay? Is there anything harmful about dancing? No. So why can't you do that? Well, it's frivolous and it's silly and it just leads to all kinds of frivolous and silly people. Okay, go and dance.
Yes. Okay.
Right? Yeah. And then we remember that we are in a workshop, right? So you listen
right.
to the voices and you watch the sensations in the body and you see what happens. And it's such a huge part of this is that we're turning our attention from being controlled by ego to taking
mm-hmm.
good, kind, loving, compassionate care of a human being.
Right. So the first thing that needs to come up when I'm wanting to spend something is to think about that, what you just said.
Yep. Yep.
Being compassionate sure. and taking care of this human. And then
that's right. And that's why, Pat, we often ask ourselves to look at this as a child.
Yeah.
You know, if you were taking care of a child and the child said, oh, I just love flowers. I'd love to have flowers. Could we have some flowers? Nope. Can't spend money on something as silly as flowers. Well, yeah, we wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. I have
mm-hmm.
all of that going on in my head a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
I just want you both to know how much I appreciate this email class, this e-class we have, because it's just wonderful. It's just great. And all
good.
These little pieces that I'm seeing, you know, it's so helpful.
Yeah, just the little, as you're pointing at, the little day-to-day things, not the big spiritual issues that we also have to be looking at, but the application in these little
mm-hmm.
teeny, tiny day-to-day places of our lives. Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
I'm
seeing
loving
how
it too.
Just, Yeah, it just goes on all the time, and I have to be vigilant and paying attention every moment.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Learning so much, and thank you, thank you, thank you.
You are so welcome, Pat. Go happy.
Go happy.
Go happy. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Pat. You know, Sherry, what jumped out to, in that conversation is that first observation that we're told we'll be happy by doing the action that we're doing, and we fail to realize that we're not. Mm-hmm. And just that awareness is so helpful in breaking the cycle, because it points us to a particular falsity of assumption, right, that we're never supposed to catch on to. And then once we do that, that place of what you were talking to Karen about, then when we attempt to cross that line, the fear arises. And then that ability to go, that it's not my fear, it's the fear of the identity or the orientation that has been able to exist for so long that may not exist anymore because we're actually going to have a direct experience.
So, Ashwini, is it in the one? Well, any one of the books, maybe The Big Bamboozle, where it talks about that as we reach an ego boundary?
Yes, it is in the Big Bamboozle on the Bamboozle around fear.
Yeah. So, what's actually happening is I get up to an ego boundary, and ego says no. No. You are not going to cross this line. And the way it throws us back is a big dose of fear, anxiety.
Sensations we're told we cannot stand.
That's good. We got to keep going up there until we realize we can stand it, right? In fact, it's kind of exciting. Feels kind of good.
Well, and what you were talking about, which is, living on the edge, and that place we talk about in the fear book and what you just talked to Pat about, which is you don't tell a child who's afraid, you've got to
don't
do
be
this
afraid.
Alone. Don't be afraid. You can't have it.
Yeah.
It's let me hold your hand and let's do it together, which is the orientation that life always wants us to practice in the face of an ego boundary, because it's the only way we get to an experience of non-separation.
Yeah. Oh, I just saw that as you said it, because the experience of non-separation is holding hands.
Yeah, it's an us, it's a we, it's a with life.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Danielle from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Well, hello, Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi, I spoke with you, Sherry, like a couple weeks ago, and I just recently joined this class.
I heard that rumor.
Yeah, so, wow, I'm asking another question.
All right.
So my question is, or my finding was, is I can get what I want, but I can't really enjoy it because there are other, the other person that just called said this, that like there are other people in the world that are suffering, and I don't deserve to be happy because of that. And I have to, like, I can't dedicate myself to what I like to do because there are other things in the world that I should be doing to help fix.
Which is a load of bull hockey, right? Because, you know, if we really followed that, we would not be allowed to eat because there are so many hungry people in the world that you really should not be eating because and unless everybody can eat. I had a friend once who said, who called this, in quotes, spiritual process. He said, we all need to be poor until we're all rich, right? That's the mentality. And, of course, what you can see in that is nobody's ever going to get rich, right? Nobody's ever going to have enough because we're all devoted to deprivation. So one of the things that can be fun, I think, a fun game in something like that, is that, say you want a new pair of shoes, but you're told, well, there are so many people suffering in the world, you can't have a new pair of shoes. Well, get a pair of shoes for you and then donate a pair of shoes to some cause that you like. Now, you're not going to be able to provide shoes for everybody in the world who needs shoes before you can get shoes, but it's a wonderful way to begin to chip away at that ego structure.
Yeah.
Because that's the implication. You can never have anything until everybody has everything. And when it's going on inside our heads, it sort of makes sense. But as soon as we start saying it out loud, putting it outside there and looking at it, we can see that it's absurd. Not only is it absurd, it's just there to make you unhappy. And the implication that we're going to, if we start allowing ourselves to have, that we're just going to be profligate and selfish and indulgent. And one of the things that that really hides is all of the ways we are selfish.
Yeah, because I was going to say, on the other side, there are moments where I want to do something that might be harmful, and then ego is trying to convince me to do that.
Yeah,
and I don't.
There you go.
And
there you go.
I don't know what to do with that. That's just, it's very weird how it can just disguise itself in both ways. Like,
that's exactly right. It is a duality. That is such a good observation. It's a duality, and it just jerks us back and forth from one side to the other. So as long as I'm being convinced that I'm somewhat noble because I'm so deprived, I'm not going to notice all of the ways that ego is talking me into being completely self-centered.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
It's big, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm only 20, like I'm 21, so this stuff is just really new to me, and to be able to have like a community to be able to like talk this through, because I kind of said this in the other thing that I was talking with, there's not a lot of people that are thinking the way I'm thinking, so it's hard to to have that, to have like, I have all these questions and I want, you know, I want to be supported, and I'm just thankful that I have this. I really want to come to the monastery. That's a goal of mine.
All right. I support you in that. And it is really true that there are very, very few people in the world who are who realize that it's possible to question these kinds of things and to get to the other side of that ego identification to a place of loving kindness and compassion. So, it's wonderful to have come to this so young. The Buddha actually talked about those who are born with just a thin layer of dust over their eyes, and it just takes a small to blow that dust away. So, something to be very thankful for. It's a blessing to get to this at 21 rather than 61, but it's a blessing whenever we get to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Danielle. Oh, it's just so fiendish to see how it operates, right, Cherry? It's so wonderful to have you pick that apart, that I'm not allowed to have anything until everyone has something. That's never going to happen. And so everybody is dissatisfied, right?
Yes.
And
exactly.
In the attempt of my having something, because I am focused on not having it until everyone else does, the ways in which I am egocentric are not allowed to be examined.
Yes. Yeah. It fiendish is a good word for it. It's very, very clever. And the wonderful part of it is everything we get to see and experience as we find our way through this minefield. We're waking up. We're waking up, and we're learning to see clearly. And these are all of the things that have kept us asleep. So it's all a good deal.
Yes, and what I was looking at this morning is,
if it weren't for the dualistic perspective, and we had what we're doing in awareness practice, which I think has been called a contemplative perspective, we're always looking at continuums, not either ors, right? You can have something and you can give to those who don't have while working on your on those impulses that put you in an exclusive or scarcity position. All of
excluded.
It is just...
Yeah.
Yes, it's in the continuum of existence, not in the polarity of it, which causes such suffering.
Yes, so the simple way of that you hear people talk about that is it's not either or. It's both and.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? That's that continuum that you're talking about. It's all true. It's all true. It's not either or.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so important.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, our assignment for today, I'm allowed to let go, but not.
I'm allowed to let go, but not. Dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm.
Record and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a
Take
wonderful
care, Sharon.
Day, everybody. Treasure yourself. Mm. And tomorrow we'll find out about letting go.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Ashwini. Bye-bye.
Bye.